At this time in our fall sports preview, visiting with South Loup head football coach Matt Jagler, who joins us on KCNI KBBN Radio. Well, Coach, here we are. I don't know where the summer went, but I'm sure it was exciting to get back out on the field and be around the players. I'm sure you're ready for another great year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the summer flew by, but, yeah, it's time to get back to football, I guess. So here we go.
Coach, I know that the summertime is always important. So talk a little bit about your kids, what they were able to do through the summer. I know the weight program is always big in the summertime. Were you pleased with what you saw from your group coming out of the summer?
Yeah, we had good attendance all summer long. You know, summer's busy, but as an overall, yeah, it was one of the better summers we've had as far as attendance in the weight room, and then did a few little individual camps, and then we kind of met Brady one day and had a little camp with them. And so, yeah, we got some good things out of the summer.
Coach, you've been at this for a little while now as a head coach, and something I've been asking all of our coaches this year in our preview is learning as a head coach. I know that the learning never stops. So talk about some of the things that you've learned and maybe continue to learn as a head coach.
Well, I think, you know, most thing is adapting to what personnel you have. Every year it's different. And so you can never be in the same, do the same thing over and over. We have to adapt, because especially this year, you know, we got a lot of new things going on, new people. And so you just have to learn to be very flexible, I guess I should say. And then, you know, get your stuff to, you know, to what your team has, what they offer you, then make it to fit their team.
Coach, kind of to build on that, I know there's always turnover. You kind of talked about that a little bit, but I know you've got some guys coming back with some experience, and I'm just kind of curious about the leadership of this year's team. What do you feel the leadership is from this perspective? Is it vocal? Is it work ethic? Is it by example? Or is it kind of a combination thereof?
Well, I would say with this group, it's about all. You know, we have four starters returning, and those four, they're all seniors, and they've been very vocal. They're pushing kids. You know, they know that we have to develop the younger kids in order to get eight solid guys on the field. And so those four, and I think there's five seniors, are really working for that, and they know that they have to take everybody with them. And so they've really done a good job as far as leaders this summer.
Coach, as you've worked through the opening days of fall camp, you get ready now for the start of the season. Talk about the areas of the team. First off, that area where you feel, you know what, this could be the strength of this team, and then maybe an area where you're like, you know what, maybe this is an area that will continue to build for us through the year.
Well, the strength is going to be our skill positions. You know, those four returning are all skill positions for the most part, and, you know, the biggest thing we're working on is the O-line. We have to have that. We have a lot of guys to replace from last year, and so we're trying to find guys that fit in there right, that do what we want. And, you know, that same way on the other side of the ball defensively, we're missing a couple spots, so we got to change people, change their position. We got to make it so it fit our scheme and what we need to do. So, you know, there's a lot of work to be done on both the defense and offensive side, on the line especially.
Coach, talk about the people who are helping you. I know you can't do this by yourself. Who do you have as your assistants this year?
Well, I still have Andy Schwartz and Mike Reverka, and then we have Zach Sweet again this year.
A good group of guys. All right. Hey, Coach, really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. It's always good to talk to you at the beginning of the season. We look forward to watching the South Loup Bobcats through the year. We wish you and the kids the best of luck in 2025.
Thanks, Brent. Thanks for covering us, too.
Coach Matt Jagler joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.